This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It is the morning shift. We are live from McDonald's in Conyers. So many people stopping by this morning. Appreciate you guys so much for listening into us. It is the morning shift. My name is Mike. She's Allie. He's Bo. And there has been a couple of Nation members, but a strong presence of Mike's
Mafia. There's
been
plenty of Nation members.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
No, you said a couple. I said plenty.
Okay.
They're different.
All right. I would say two is a fair assessment. But, you know, it's been a steady flow of Mafia members. Skip just came by. He did not prank Allie. He did bring some donuts, though. And we'll get the wake-up call in 1 minute. I was writing down questions of the wake-up call, and it almost sounds like a three strikes that you would hear on the steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going, okay, predictions for the Falcons game this weekend. We were talking about revenge games for Georgia and Kirby Smart. We haven't seen a lot of those, so I was going to ask people if they have a memorable revenge game, a get-back game. I have one that I'll get to before we get the wake-up call in just 1 minute. And then I was also going to say, hey, what's your favorite menu item at McDonald's? Because I'm just looking up at the menu, and it's about to go down any moment from now.
Well, if you really want it to sound like three strikes, just yell at people when they don't answer.
Well, I was like, hey, we got an NFL, we got a college, and we got a food. And that's usually where steak goes. So, nonetheless, 404-726-0929. We'll do the wake-up call here in just 2 minutes.
Yeah, before you clock in, here are your headlines for the morning for the MLB playoffs. Dodgers lead the NLCS 3-0 after 3-1 win over the Brewers. Blue Jays tied up the ALCS 2-2 with an 8-2 win over the Mariners. In Thursday Night Football, Joe Flacco and the Bengals beat Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers last night, 33-31, and the Hawks did lose their preseason game last night to Houston, 133-115 here at home. But apparently, another headline from the Hawks is that Trae Young will not agree to a contract extension with the Hawks before the start of the regular season next week.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier, Bo. I don't think that's shocking. I actually think it's the right move. I do love Trae Young, but you do come to a point in his career where you wonder what's best for him, what's best for the team. He's given a lot of weapons this year. Hopefully they can stay healthy and make a run at it.
Yeah, I don't know why we're opposed to it. And I've heard some fans say that they don't understand it. And I think it's just like anything else. You can't say in other sports you want guys to play out their contract and not think that Trae Young, who's been here, 7 years now?
Yeah.
I think 8 years. And we've got one Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not saying I don't want Trae to be here moving forward. I just think it's a smart move organizationally. You've loaded the roster. You got a young, talented roster. You got a couple of veterans sprinkled in there. It's the best roster Trae Young's probably came in a season with. So maybe the time is now, hopefully. And he'll get paid. He's going to get paid.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Whether he's here
he's
or not.
He's going to get a lot of money.
And I think Trae,
the NBA money is long.
Yeah, and I think Trae wants to be here. But I do think Trae understands why this is the way it is. I believe that. And I'm glad they're not negotiating during the season. Let's see what the season is and then get out of the season, do what you got
to
do.
Yeah, I'm curious to see, before we go to the phone lines too, do you have a revenge game that you can remember, or maybe even a series in baseball? I think you know what mine is. Mine's usually always the same one when it comes to this situation. Do you know what it is?
Yours?
Yeah.
Your revenge game?
Yeah.
It's probably the SEC championship game in 2009. I get it. I'm trying to think because the revenge hasn't always worked out well
right.
for us. But not one off the top.
I'm surprised you're not going with the year after the Georgia Bulldogs danced on the field.
Yeah,
the entire team.
So you know, I was at that game.
Were you really?
Yeah, and Urban starts calling the timeouts.
Yeah, Urban starts calling timeouts.
3 minutes left
the next year. Yeah,
I just didn't,
that's a good revenge.
It is a good revenge. I just don't ever think about that one because that Florida that year, the only thing I think about is how good that team was. That Florida team was,
and so good.
They shouldn't have lost the Ole Miss game, but
it worked out for them.
Yeah, and Florida never got revenge on Nebraska. You know what a good one was. Florida losing to Florida State in the last game of the regular season in 96.
Oh, yeah.
And then turn around and beating them 52 to 20 in the Sugar Bowl for the national title. That was a good revenge game.
I always think, too, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, the Auburn-Georgia Kerryon Johnson game in 2017, the regular season game, and then playing them back in the SEC championship.
That's a good one.
And Georgia fans rejoiced in that one because that team obviously went on to play for a national title. Bama lost to the same Kerryon Johnson Auburn team just a couple of weeks after Georgia did.
I know Ike Hilliard's no longer with the team, but when he was with the team, we were leaving to go to a game and from the hotel, and I was like, I talked to him for a second. I was like, hey man, like I still remember that time against Florida State in the Sugar Bowl. Where you caught the ball down the sideline, and you cut it inside, and then you stopped on a dime, and those two guys hit each other, and you walked in for the end zone. I was like, that was cool.
Wow. Wow. Fanboyed out just a little bit. 404-726-0929. Dylan, let's go ahead and hit this thing. All right. Like I said, the wake-up call, we got plenty of topics to talk about today. Falcon stuff going on. Couple of really cool matchups there in college football, and obviously we're at McDonald's today, so if you got any thoughts on McDonald's food, let us know. Dylan, let's go straight to the phone lines. Let's welcome in our buddy Meat. He says he's on the road in Virginia. Meat, what's going on, man?
What's up, y'all? Hey, man, I just want to point out, I think this is the cleanest football that the Falcons have ever played under Romaine Mars in the last two games. But I did see one mistake when Zach Robinson called that throw. I think they were maybe inside the 30 when the DB dropped the interception. That could have been catastrophic. And that's the only thing I seen that was a mistake in the past two games. They keep playing clean football. We can't lose, man.
Yeah, I completely agree with. Thank you for the phone call, Meat. We talked about it yesterday. The throws across the middle, they're dangerous right now for Michael Penix.
Yeah, and I think, can I take Meat's comment and kind of build on it? I don't think it was the play call as much as the actual decision by the quarterback.
I agree.
I think you had to the way they were playing. You had to throw the football to loosen them up and to be able to get in. You couldn't just hammer it three times at that situation. You notice the run they did the next play was the orbit play with Algier.
Yep.
And
put him in the slot.
Yeah, it worked because of the way the play design was, and he ran to the outside, and you really stretched him. I just thought it was a bad decision, and I agree with him.
Yeah, I agree.
He's 100% right. On the act, I would just take it a step further and say it wasn't the play call as much as the decision by the quarterback, but it's 100% right. You've got to know that they're going to – that's the only receiver we've thrown it to all night.
I think the – and I looked at the numbers yesterday. I can't remember off the top of my head, but throwing past the line of scrimmage down the middle of the field, I think Penix was 1 for 5 last week. A couple to Casey Washington tried to force in, so that'll be something we'll be watching throughout Sunday night's matchup. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Randy from McDonald. Randy, what's going on, man? It's good to catch up with you today.
Yes, sir. What's happening, guys? Hey, what's up, man?
Living
the dream. Good day out this morning, too, man.
Yeah, appreciate you stopping through.
Listen, my pick for this week, well, I think the Falcons really going to win this week, 27-17. That's what I got this week. And I'm happy with the Trae Young no extension situation. Hey, man, I really want to see him do a little bit more, man. Yeah, the 11.6 and 6 was good. I need to see him do a little bit more, especially in the leadership department, man. But, you know, and another thing, guys, when is this fan appreciation week coming for the 1990 game? I'm
not, guys. Hey, every week's fan appreciation. We appreciate the phone call, Randy. Every week's fan appreciation. That's why we come out here and hang out at the McDonald's.
I give Trae credit. I thought Trae was as good of a leader as he ever been last season. I thought that's the best leadership we've seen from him. I think he, because I think it was the first time he felt like it was truly his team.
Yeah.
And maybe it was just he matured. I don't know, but I thought he was pretty good in that department. I agree. I'm glad that they are doing this, and I think it can work out. Look, we've seen guys bet on themselves before, and it's not like he's really betting on himself because he's got an option for $50 million, essentially.
Yeah, he definitely does, and he's going to get paid either way. We're just curious if it's here or if it's somewhere else, but he does have a lot of tools on the table as far as this season goes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's welcome in, shocker, Mike's Mafia, agent number 66. Mike's Mafia 66. What's going on this morning, buddy? Happy Friday.
Hey, Mike's Mafia in the house.
Boy, boy, boom. I love it.
Hey, I got an idea for a receiver, and I had an observation about the defense that I thought was really cool. So there was a point somewhere in the game, I don't even remember if it was first half or second half, it was probably third quarter. And so the Bills had the ball, and they, next thing you know, it's third down. And I'm going, okay, hold them, and they held them. And there's a flag, 5-yard penalty, automatic first down. Like, damn, okay. Two plays later, it's third down again. They hold them. It's a flag. 5-yard penalty. Yep. Automatic first down. Again, I'm going, oh, God, here we go. We're going to just give them the game and hang our head and fade away. Two plays later, it's third down again. They hold them. No flag. Punt. And the rest of the game, they just pretty much shut them down. And it just showed to me that psychological resilience that they're not going to get down. They just – those penalties were like – water off a duck's back, and they just played their game.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I do appreciate the phone call. Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, okay, so we lost Agent 66 right there, but I do think he's talking about the penalties. We had one on A.J. Terrell, one on Mike Hughes. Those were extremely frustrating coming on third downs when you could have had massive stops, but to his point, they did kind of bow their back a little bit.
That's also – and Arch talked about this during the game. I know we'll catch up with Arch here in a few minutes. That's part of the risk and reward that when you want to light a heated guy up like that and Josh Allen and make him any quarterback you want to make uncomfortable, you're going to put yourself in situations, and Mike, you know this better than anybody, where it's you're singled up.
Yeah.
And when you're singled up, you can't allow free release because you don't have you most likely don't have help.
Yeah.
You really don't. You have to play it like you don't have help. So you're going to get a little handsy and a little grabby, and that's part of it. But you got to let go at some point.
Bear in mind, they did the same thing. Tre'Davious White did the same thing to Kyle Pitts. They struggled with it as well. So definitely something we'll be keeping our eyes on. All right, let's try to get one or two more here. Dylan, let's go back to the line. Let's talk to Josh in Lawrenceville. Josh, what's going on, man? Welcome back on the show. Happy Friday.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. And I'd like to announce my commitment to Mike's Mafia, by the way, man.
Wham, wham, wham.
I really appreciate you guys.
You hear this?
Hey, real,
let's go.
Real quick, though, guys, real quick. McDonald's meal, I got a family of five, man. I got to get that bundle, man, with the three cheeseburgers, 20-piece nugget, man. You can't go wrong.
Nice.
Also, I think the Falcons take care of business on the road against San Fran. And Georgia Tech, man, we don't really have any big revenge games. But I think we will go into Georgia undefeated, and I think that will be our revenge game against UGA at Mercedes-Benz this year.
Ooh, I like the call on that one. Thank you so much for the phone call, Josh.
Yeah, beautiful. Public service announcement. If you just left McDonald's and you are listening to us and you have a blue car, four-door, you have a cup on your roof.
Your Coca-Cola is up there.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, it's probably not on there anymore.
So drive carefully.
You're going to the gas station, maybe? I'm not sure. Yeah.
That could end up being a sticky situation. I'll see myself out.
That's a bad deal.
Well played, Dylan.
Yeah, man. Good stuff. Appreciate everybody for the phone calls today. Obviously, happy Friday to everybody out there that's riding around and everybody that has stopped through. And a special shout-out to the Mafia showing out today.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up, our buddy, former Falcons QB, and now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst?
Come on.
Dave Archer will be joining us. And at some point, we do have to get Dylan's update because tweets are coming in. People are curious what's going on with his car. Yeah.
We'll make time for him. We'll make time for him in the life of Squid.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, thanks, Bo.
Arch is next with the morning shift live from McDonald's in Conyers off Highway 138 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Mike Mafia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.